Now, several national and international space agencies have launched or are currently planning to launch satellites between 2015 and 2025 to measure greenhouse gases. As a single satellite cannot fulfill the needs of the scientific research community, it has been decided that many satellites need to be orbited as a coordinated constellation. The main gases to be tracked are carbon dioxide and methane. Others include oxides of nitrogen. Both the United States and Japan have already got satellites in orbit. NASA's second orbiting carbon observatory was launched in 2014 and has regularly produced maps that show the expected hotspots over industrialized areas. Regions of biomass burning also are prominent in the maps. Japan's Greenhouse Gases Observing Satellite has produced monthly averages of global column amounts of carbon dioxide and methane beginning in 2009. This has helped measure the changes in gases between the summer and winter months. This GOSAT, as it is known, has also measured ozone and its seasonal variation over the northern and southern poles. The French Space Agency has been using the European EUMETSAT satellites to collect greenhouse gases data since 2007. Rather than measure carbon dioxide at ground level, the French are measuring it in the mid-troposphere. They have shown that not only is carbon dioxide increasing, but that methane has a latitudinal dependence. The French maps show methane is produced over Asian rice paddies in the summer. The methane is then uplifted by monsoon convection and subsequently transported southward to Indonesia. The Japanese GOSAT has confirmed this finding. Envisat was a European Space Agency satellite that for many years operated an instrument called SKI-AMASHI. This was used to estimate carbon-based gases over Europe. The results indicate that carbon uptake is about twice as much than was previously estimated without satellite data. Over Eastern Asia, satellites have shown emissions are increasing. Curiously, though, the proportion of nitrogen oxides is decreasing. This implies a trend towards the use of cleaner fossil fuels burning technology. Another interesting finding comes from the satellite measurements. SKI-AMASHI has shown that fugitive methane emissions from fracking over several large oil and gas fields in the United States exceed the amount of the supposed climate benefit threshold from switching from coal to natural gas. Methane is a much worse greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. Burning natural gas produces less carbon dioxide than burning coal, but this is being offset by the methane leakage resulting from the extracting the gas from the ground. Looking into the future, there are some ingenious greenhouse gas measuring satellites on the drawing board or in fabrication. Tansan is a Chinese mini-satellite mission scheduled for launch in mid-2016. Tansat translates as CarbonSat. It is funded by the Ministry of Science and Technology. Tansat will monitor carbon dioxide over both land and ocean using different techniques. For example, over the ocean, it will use sunglint. The satellite will cross the equator at 1:30 p.m. local time each orbit and will cover the entire globe every 16 days. Validation sites are being established throughout China. The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency plans to launch GOSAT-2 in 2018. It will be more sensitive and provide more geographic coverage than GOSAT-1. GOSAT-2 will measure aerosols and correlate its measurements with greenhouse gas emissions. In 2021, the French Space Agency will fly an advanced instrument on the European METOP satellite. It will be developed to have a better spectral resolution than the earlier French instrument. The French are also collaborating with the German Space Agency in building a mini-satellite climate mission called MERLIN. An acronym for Methane Remote Sensing Mission, MERLIN will be launched in 2019. The objective is to obtain data on where methane is in the atmosphere and how it changes with time. This data will be of high precision and accuracy on a global scale. Germany is developing the methane LIDAR instrument, while France is providing the satellite platform. Yet another French space agency mission is MicroCarb. This seeks to measure carbon dioxide concentrations to an accuracy of one part per million. MicroCarb will be a mini satellite and will employ a three-band spectrometer, and the mission could be ready for launch as early as 2020. Well, this has been the Space Show with Andrew Rennie.